clearly strict gun laws is not the thing that is going to solve this problem. What is going to solve this problem, and I really do believe this, is look, I don't like this. I don't like to admit this. I don't like that this is a fact of life. But if you are a psycho and you want to make headlines, you realize that our schools are soft targets. And we have got to bolster security at our schools.
Senator, as you know, he is expressing the opinion of a lot of folks across this country. What's your response to hearing that?
Listen, J.D. Vance claims that this kind of random, routine carnage is a fact of life. No, it's not. It's a fact of American life. This, again, is a tragic form of American exceptionalism. Nowhere else in the world do you have a country that's not at war? Do you see this kind of violence? And so we have to ask ourselves, we have to engage in serious soul searching as Americans. Why does this happen here? There are people who are given to violence in other countries. I hate it when people malign the mentally ill, because most of them are not a danger to us, but there are people who are mentally sick in other countries. There are children who are troubled in other countries. This only happens here.
Senator,
it's the guns.
Senator,
and those who want to make this, yes.
Let me ask you quickly.
This is not a debate between those who believe in the Second Amendment and those who don't. It is to the gun lobby's advantage that this has become a kind of culture war. It's like saying in another time that those who want seat belts are against the freedom of being on the road. In hindsight, we understand how ridiculous that argument would be. We need to put forward reasonable gun safety laws, and that's the least we can do for our children.
Hey guys, Rich coming to you here with Weaving MAGA at weavingmaga.org with the Midas Touch Network. We've got a brand new testimonial for you today. A lady I met as a result of our work, she's here to talk about her relationship with her son. I just want to warn everyone, she has one of the best hats I have ever seen. She goes by Minnesota Mame. I want to bring her in here. MM, Minnesota Mame, yeah. How you doing? Thanks for being with us. I really appreciate you reaching out to us. Thanks. Like so many, I put out a request on social media. I said, hey, I want to talk to friends and family of those still in the thrall of MAGA. So you followed up with me. We talked a little bit, got to know each other a little bit. Let's just get right into this, because tell us about its relationship with you and your son.
Right.
Talk to us about what the relationship was like pre-Trump and pre-MAGA. A lot of politics, some, none at all. Really want to hear what it was like before all this in 15 and 16.
Well, my son's an interesting person. He's an Aries. I don't know if that means anything to anybody, but consider the ram that climbs straight up the mountain and pretty much knocks anybody else off that's not, you know, who he wants. So, that kind of disposition. He's adrenaline, you know, kind of ADHD, bouncing up and down all his life. I'd put him on timeout, literally on a little trampoline. And then he finished the timeout and said, can I still play on it? And I said, yes. So most of my life, I have tried to find ways to get his energy moving in the right direction. And one of the things that I was very strict on was honesty. He snuck a pack of bubble gum once and I made him take it back and pay for it. And he tells his kids that story too. So he expects them to be honest. So he honestly believes the MAGA stuff. He says, I only trust live TikTok because they can't fake that. Okay.
So your son here, you're talking about him, and here's what I hear. So good kid, good person, good people can fall prey to bad people. They can be made to hate. They could be made to the part of them that could be very rebellious. It manifests itself in certain acts and activities. So what happened?
He's really, it's not as much falling in with people who hate, because he literally has black friends that are also in MAGA. Okay. So he's not hating on these people. But what's going on is that he's trying to be the protector. He thinks that he's protecting children from drag queens and inappropriate stuff. He thinks he's protecting children from being exposed to wrong things.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks the economy was better under Trump. That's disinformation. He thinks that Biden let everybody down with Pennsylvania. And I tried to tell him, look, this is the money that's going there. No, someone on TikTok said, and what am I going to do? You know, what am I going to do? I always taught him to think for himself. And unfortunately, what that means is he thinks that I must be wrong. And that's where we're at. And his father-in-law is also that. And they're both, you know, probably got into this because of the gun lobby, because of all that kind of stuff. And that's how they wound up there. Not going to take away my guns, because I said, well, what about if someone is potentially going to kill themselves? Shouldn't their family be able to take it somewhere in a safe place and put it away for a while? And then it comes back. Shouldn't that legally be something they're allowed to do? And he says, well, no, because then what if somebody comes to the house and you don't have a gun? I mean,
I hear a lot about what you're saying. It's the old saying, deja vu all over again, because I'm hearing it. I'm hearing about my time when I was in that community. You know, and there are some really good points that you make about MAGA is not a monolith. And I think that those who are very opposed to Trump and MAGA may think that it's solely one type of race, one type of gender, one type of religion, but it actually isn't. You know, I have a friend, he's not in MAGA, but he has friends who are, and he says black MAGA. And just like you said about your son, and there's this whole hodgepodge of influences, though. There are the lies, there's the misinformation, the disinformation, the mythologies, like the one you just mentioned, the Second Amendment mythology. So what is it about, where do you feel like the relationship with you and your son really started to become strained because of his MAGA support? Were there certain moments, were there certain occurrences, specifics that you remember where you thought, okay, our relationship has shifted adversely because of his support for MAGA?
Wow. You know, now that you ask me that, I can pinpoint it, but I hadn't realized it. So my son used to live up in, and I'm pretty sure, you know, he, like I said, he got into the hunting, the fishing really big time. He was taking his kids fishing and they had campouts and everything. But the jobs up there were such that if they disagreed with anything you said, you're fired and they just hire someone else. It was very hard to keep a job up there. So they came back here and one thing led to another and they're living in my house. And at some point in all of this, my son bought and brought home a gun against my wishes. I've lived in ghettos all my life. My dad had a gun. He was in the army. We never touched it. But with all these young kids, I did not want a gun in the house accessible to children.
And this point about, this is a leitmotif for today. We think about protection. I say often in my interviews, not as a self-defense, but I say that as someone who became a first-time parent in summer 2016, I viewed my participation as a MAGA American as a protector, wanting to protect my family and my life and my livelihood and my nation. And I felt that I was in this war against existential enemies, both individuals as well as liberalism. Because even though I didn't think about it this way, liberalism is the enemy MAGA Americans are united against, even if they may not think of it that way. So I feel like what happens, Minnesota Mame, is that it's a natural desire for us to want to protect ourselves and our loved ones.
Yeah.
And I really do feel like what the Republican Party and what MAGA do and Trump, what he does, is really exploits and manipulates that. Because it's a natural concern and fear for us, right? Economic anxiety. All of these are natural concerns that we have on a day-to-day basis. But rather than be honest and acknowledge those concerns, what Trump and MAGA and the Republican Party do is partly what they've done to your son. And it's why I always approach this topic, especially with parents, of education and empathy. Right, because it's easy to just dismiss, in this case, your son as a bad person, as a bad man. And I don't believe that he is, because I think most people in MAGA deep down are in fact good people. But we are all susceptible to being influenced, and we're inundated with lies. We are bombarded with falsities and other mythologies that are rooted all the way back to day one of our country. So you're here, and I have to thank you for just how intrepid it is for you to do this as a parent, because I know it's not easy for you. Tell us, what are the reasons you wanted to speak with us, though? What do you really hope to achieve if you're speaking to other parents, anyone, a friend or a relative, whether they're parents or not? Tell us about what you really hope to have achieved from speaking with us, what you want to accomplish, because I know that this is something that you've been really wanting to do for a while.
Well, I am working with what little I have to support your mission because I believe in it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I don't know if this is going to change anything about their political opinions. Right now, we don't talk about it, basically. And we have loving conversations. And as long as we leave the politics alone, we're fine. What I learned, and I don't know if you know Dr. Bandy Lee, about all the influence that all the disinformation has on people. And what I heard, and I sent you a little visual aid, is amygdala hijack, where they're pressing on the fear and the protection aspect, where someone wants to take care of their family, their loved ones, make sure that they can support them and take care of them. All those fears and everything that's being played out there spikes that fight flight response, which resides in the amygdala. And the funny thing is, when you get someone going on that amygdala hijack, their logic center is shut down because you're only going on instinct. And if they keep you close enough to that, just wiggle, wiggle, wiggle close enough, you're only paying attention to the people you think are safe. You go back into this clan mentality, us versus them. And we can see it all through the country. It's us versus them. It winds up happening between the Democrats too, because, you know, we're a herd of cats. It's very hard to get us going in one direction. So my hope is to try to find common ground with people And if I can find common ground with some people, maybe eventually I can do it with my son.
To your point about how I felt in MAGA as the victor, I felt oftentimes very desperate, panicked, rageful. I see a lot of the same emotions now after Trump's reelection from last month. You know, I see the comments online and they're not altogether that different as the winning side from what I remember saying and thinking after 2016. Do you think your son would be willing to watch this appeal if you shared it with him?
Well, I've already told him that I'm going to, so.
Okay, what did he say? What did he say?
He says, whatever. So I love him and I want to see him. I'm so sad about this, Rich, so sad. Because if Kamala had won, he's trying to buy a house, he would have had $25,000 for a first-time homeowner. They call me to get money for food sometimes, even though he's working, his wife's working, his oldest is working. My son works at least two jobs most of the time, sometimes three. He works in construction. She'd be building 3 million houses. He'd probably get in on that contract somewhere, somehow. She's working, was going to work on bringing down the cost of food by dealing with the price gougers and saying, look, enough is enough on the profit. You don't have to, you know, totally push everybody else underground. You know, she was going to start working on the middle class because that's when America's strong. Because the middle class is close enough to the poor that they give a shit. I'm sorry.
You can. It's okay. We're PG-13. We're still family friendly here at the Midas Touch Network. And you thank you for saying that. That shows a lot of vulnerability about yourself and your family. And it reminds me of a point that I've been making recently, and in particular in the aftermath of the election. I want to caution everyone who's watching this, please, that what you're hearing, what you're saying about these struggles, Trump is not going to fix his and his family's struggles. So I know that there's going to be a temptation amongst many, not just those watching this, but across the country who oppose Trump, like I did, to say, I told you so. And I really want to implore everyone to resist that temptation, because I really do think, Minnesota Meme, that there's going to come a point when your son is going to realize that nothing's getting fixed. And when that happens, we don't want to say, I told you so. We want to provide the exit ramp. And that's really what we created Leaving MAGA for, as a community, to make it okay to leave, a new community, a new destination. So I know that you're saying that he may have said whatever, but I'll tell you what, maybe he didn't think you'd actually do it, but now you've actually are doing this testimonial. So when you show it to him, I have a feeling he's going to watch. And I think it's going to be a little harder for him to say whatever. Now, where can everyone find you to follow your social media? You're on Blue Sky now, so tell us what your handle is so everyone can connect with you.
It's the number one MN-MAME, MAME, at bluesky.social. I think I put it.
You just got on. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So I've already got over 600 followers.
Because people want to hear what you have to say.
Well, I'm trying to reach out to people who are angry at MAGA, at the foot soldiers, I call it. And see, to me, they're just following orders. They think they're doing the right thing. And when Trump's horrible policies slap the entire country in the face, they're going to know. They're going to know they got played. And they're going to want to join us, I think, because they have more reason to kick him out of the Oval Office than we do, because he made them pay for the privilege of being lied to.
Thank you for saying that, because that's exactly what we hope Leaving MAGA will be. And you're an ally of ours. You're welcome in the community. You know, you're someone who, as a proponent of what we're doing, I want to thank you for being with us, because I know that this takes a lot of courage and a lot of bravery, especially as a parent. So everyone out there, please heed the advice, especially if you're a parent, loved ones are in MAGA. If you've got friends in MAGA, please heed the advice. Minnesota Meme, I thank you so much for being with us again. Connect with her at Blue Sky. And I'd like to, after you show your son, we'd like to hear back from you on what he said. So just thank you, Minnesota Meme, for being with us today. Really appreciate it. Hey, everybody. If you like this video, make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any updates from Leaving MAGA here at the Midas Touch Network. Have you left MAGA, or do you know anyone who's having doubts, or are you a friend or a relative of someone in MAGA? We want to hear from you. Please connect with us at leavingmaga.org. Thanks so much for watching. We really appreciate it.
Love this video? Make sure you stay up to date on the latest breaking news and all things Midas by signing up to the Midas Touch newsletter at midastouch.com/newsletter.